This is Morning Edition on 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Hiplin. A judge has ruled a drug recovery program and a company owned by an Arkansas state lawmaker violated labor laws by requiring participants to work full-time without getting paid. It's considered an alternative to jail, but U.S. District Judge Timothy Brooks said the two entities manipulated the labor market for their own benefit. Reporter Mark Friedman writes about that in this week's issue of Arkansas Business and joins me now. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
You open with the story of a man named Levi Crowe. He ended up in a Washington County drug court. Tell me about the situation he ended up in.
Well, he had a choice to make in 2016. It was either go into a drug recovery program or jail. And for Mr. Crowe, it was an easy choice to take the recovery program, but he had no idea that that would include working full-time for no pay.
And this was a nonprofit called Drug Alcohol Recovery Program, or DARP, Incorporated. They provided workers for Hendren Plastics in Gravette, which is owned by State Senator Jim Hendren.
Correct. And participants in DARP would, as part of their recovery program, would work at Hendren Plastics, and Hendren Plastics would then pay DARP for the workers' hours at higher than minimum wage, but DARP did not forward that money to the participants. Instead, DARP said, you know, we're providing them with room and board, and so that, in a sense, covered their costs. But U.S. District Court Judge Tim Brooks disagreed with DARP's argument.
How much could damages in this case end up costing?
It's estimated it could be about $1.2 million, and that would be for the hours that they worked and weren't paid, and for the overtime as well.
DARP and Hendren Plastics are both appealing this. What are they arguing?
They argue that these participants weren't employees and therefore not subject to the labor laws that required them to be paid.
Is this very common to have drug recovery programs? The work that they do is then paid directly to the programs?
Little Rock attorney Tim Stedman, who represented the plaintiffs in this case, said he's finding this situation more often. And in fact, he and his law firm recently filed a case in El Dorado against another alleged of doing similar things.
Attorney Tim Stedman, he organized this class action lawsuit with about 175 members. If this decision is allowed to stand and the judge's order is upheld, what do Hendren and the folks with the drug program say would happen?
Well, Hendren Plastics already stopped participating in the program after it was served with the lawsuit. And an attorney for DARP said if the decision stands at the Eighth Circuit, it would essentially be the end of DARP because it couldn't afford to provide these services.
And there was also the suggestion in your story from some who said this wasn't even really a drug treatment.
That's correct. Mr. Crowe said that he felt like he wasn't getting any treatment or counseling. Instead, he was just there to work.
That's reporter Mark Friedman with Arkansas Business. You can read his story in the issue out today. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
This is KUAR 89.1.